The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation. The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. I am so excited to be here today.
I don't know whether your microphone is working today. I didn't hear you through my microphone.
Okay, let me try again. I hear me now.
I hear you now.
Well, I missed my whole cue, didn't I?
Well, do it again. In case our listeners didn't hear it, go ahead.
Good morning, Northeast Florida. We are so excited to be here on the last day of the year.
Is it the last day of the
year? Can you believe, Howard?
Well, that also means that it's the beginning of a brand new year. And I am so looking forward to the new year. Not that 2016 was a bad year. It was a fantastic year. You know, sitting on the opposite table from you, broadcasting live, and we're here live today. This is not pre-recorded. This is not a redo from a prior year. We are working here on the last day of the year.
We are.
When all the other folks, not all the other folks, but when so many folks are enjoying their day off, deservedly so, because they worked so hard throughout the year.
What are you saying? We don't deserve a day off?
No, not at all. I'm saying that we just enjoy what we do, and we're happy to broadcast.
We are.
Live and in person.
Yeah.
Right here on WBOB AM 600.
Nowhere else we'd rather be.
That's right. Happy New Year's Eve to everyone. New Year's Eve day. I hope everyone has big plans, but I want everyone to drive safely tonight and, you know, designate someone as a designated driver.
Yeah. Well, remember, those attorneys are paying for 1,000 taxi cabs tonight.
Yeah.
So you have to arrange it in advance, but that's a great plan.
Well, a better plan is not to wait for a taxi, but to designate someone as a designated driver. You're hesitating.
No, either one's a good plan.
Either one's a good plan.
And someone else paying for your taxi, that's a good plan.
Hey, we want to give a shout out to some new people that we met this week, that some of whom are potential customers and some of whom are not just potential customers, but just that we met them, and some great people. So we want to give a shout out to Carolyn and Sylvia, plus Gary and Lori Odom, and also to a new customer, Jeff, who are all listening for the first time today. So a big shout out to them. Also, you know, we come into contact with a lot of people in our personal lives that have that we have the privilege of getting great customer service from. And, you know, we like to give personal service. So I happened to go, I got a call from one of the representatives from SunTrust Bank, and I do my banking there. And they called me and said, why don't you stop in and we'll go over your account and stuff like that. So I met with Barbara, who's the branch manager at SunTrust on San Jose Boulevard. I guess there are a couple of them at San Jose, but this is the one in Mandarin. And personal banker Debbie. And we went over my accounts, and through not manipulation, because that has a negative connotation to it.
Yeah.
But just going over all of the things that I have, they managed to save me about $1,000 in annual fees and interest on credit cards that I may have with other companies. What a fantastic thing that they did for me. And, you know, everybody should do that once a year or so, meet with their personal banker to go over all of the accounts and things. So I want to give a huge shout out to branch manager Barbara and personal banker Debbie at the SunTrust on San Jose in Mandarin. And I encourage you, if you haven't had your banking checked out to go and visit them. What nice, nice people, and they might be able to save you lots of money. So I know, by the way, Barbara is on her way to visit some relatives in Atlanta this morning. She's listening on the WBOB app. And for those of you that don't know that, WBOB has an app that you can put on your phone. It's free. And no matter where you are in the country, you just push the button and you can listen to any of the WBOB shows absolutely live. So big shout out to them. So how about that?
Yeah, that's so good.
We had a good week. We worked this week, of course. We didn't take the week off because we work 363 and a half days a year. I guess we took a little bit of time off for Thanksgiving. And your kids were with their dad on Christmas Day, and my kids were up in Ohio. And if somebody wanted to see a vacant house on Christmas Day, we would have showed them.
They didn't want to.
But they didn't want to, but that's okay.
But you know what else is going on today?
A lot of things are going on today. I don't know what you're talking about. So
I'm talking about
me.
The Tax Slayer Bowl right
the
here
tax,
in Jacksonville.
Tax
yes,
Layer
we want
or Tax Slayer?
Tax
Slayer.
Thank you.
Tell me about the Tax Slayer Bowl.
Well, it's Georgia Tech, Yellow Jackets, and the Kentucky Wildcats. And they meet today here in Jacksonville. And you know what? We want to welcome all those fans who have traveled here, visiting our wonderful city, and seeing, you know, all that Jacksonville has to offer, because it's an awesome, awesome town. And we appreciate them being here and spending money in our city. I think I heard on the news this morning that it was going to be like $30 million in revenue for our city hosting a bowl.
Speaking of great city that you just mentioned, did you know we made the list?
Oh, we sure did, Howard. You know, there are good lists, there's bad lists, especially around Christmas time. But this one, this was a good list. You know how people love to move to Florida for the great weather, low home prices, low unemployment, no state income taxes, that's the biggest, and great people. Oh, wait, that might be the biggest.
The great people.
People.
That's
yeah.
Right. Well, sure.
Yeah. Well, according to an article that was published in the latest Forbes magazine, Jacksonville, Florida was the number two large city in the country where people like to move to from other states.
Number two.
Number two. Tampa was number one.
Wow.
So Florida's got number one and number two.
You know, this isn't a surprise to me. No wonder the housing market is so good here and there's so much construction of new houses going on. But you know what there isn't?
What?
If you look at the multiple listing service, as
yes.
we do all the time, because we're students of this, and that's why we report it, you know, every week about what's going on.
Right.
There are not enough resale houses. The number keeps dwindling. People love the houses, and they keep staying in them. They don't put their existing houses on the market. So if you're thinking about selling your home, give us a call. We'll come and give you advice of what you need to do to fix it up, glam it up, declutter it, whatever it is that you need to do. And we'll be happy to put it on the market and, of course, put it on the radio in the last fourth, you know, in the fourth segment of our show and get it sold for you for the best dollar and best return. And then we'll also, of course, help you find your new home, whether that be a bigger resale or downsizing. Particularly if you're a senior or the kids have moved out or want to move to one of those new houses and get all the fancy things that the new houses have, whatever you want to do. But the inventory is really low on resale homes.
I think you should speak to something, Howard.
What
Every
should I
year,
speak to?
We for the last 5 years, because the next time we come on the show, we'll be celebrating our fifth anniversary. So we have completed 5 years with WBOB. And being on the air, and as you mentioned before, our marketing platform is that we talk about our customers' homes for sale in the last quarter hour. And then we hold an open house, and then we go out and meet listeners. And what I think you should talk about is how wonderful that program works.
It does. We sold, 8 houses this year by holding open houses.
After they were advertised here. On the radio.
It works.
It works. Advertising works, y'all.
Hey, we don't want to tell our other realtors.
It works.
Actually, we just told them. Because we have a lot of realtors listening to our show.
That's right. So if you're going to sell this year, you're thinking about selling your home, you need to call us. You need to be part of the Angela and Howard Advantage and get your home marketed here with us on the radio.
We got lots more things coming up. We got a scam. We got a contest. We got a, oh my gosh, we can help. We got pesky things that you want to avoid in your home. Stay with us, everybody. And we got a special surprise when we come back. So stay with us. We will be right back. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950. There's finally a mortgage lender in Jacksonville that sees financing differently. With 20 years experience, CMG Financial understands that the most important purchase in your life, your home, deserves the right mortgage. Tim McConnell at CMG Financial will work to customize the best financing option for you. Angela and I recommend CMG Financial to all our customers. Give Tim a call at 528-2103. That's 528-2103. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage, Inc., NMLS, number 1820, and licensed as a mortgage lender servicer by the Office of Financial Regulation, number MLD 375, individual MLS number 181046.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela Team Advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home. But who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro Inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections. 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by CMG Financial. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to be here on this beautiful, crisp, cool, kind of cold, cool morning.
But it's going to warm up. You know, when I left the house this morning, I saw there was some frost on the roof of some windows.
Oh, I know.
Brr. But it's going to warm up.
The roof of windows?
I mean, the roof of houses. I'll get it straight. Don't worry.
I think you need coffee.
I don't know. Well, I don't drink coffee. But anyway, hey, right before the break, I said we're going to do something special. And I realized we're not going to have time to do everything that I had on the list that we could possibly do today. But I want to do something special that we only have an opportunity to do twice a year.
Okay.
And we did it last week. We opened up the mics and had people call in and say, wish anybody you want a Merry Christmas. So we're going to do it again because it's Happy New Year. And people call in and they say they have resolutions or they want to wish a Happy New Year to someone that is, you know, close to their family, their spouse, their children, whatever,
yeah,
or to someone that lives far, far away. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to open up the phones. Anybody can call in and wish anybody they want a Happy New Year. And if they want to give a special wish to somebody or they want to tell everyone what their New Year's resolution is, whatever they want to do, or they can ask a question of us, then they can do that. So the number, Angela, is...
To talk to me,
right.
You have to call.
That's right. And the area code, because we have people listening, of course, around the country, is...
904-222-TALK, which is 8255.
Right. So we expect a lot of people to call in,
yeah,
and wish whoever you want
be really
a
fun.
Happy New Year as yeah, a way to start the new year.
Yep. I'm all about the fun. So let's
You're
do
all
that.
About the fun?
Yes. So people can call in.
We are going to do that. In the meantime, we're going to do the contest that nobody guessed on last week, and it's an easy contest. So even if you call in and ask about the and give your New Year's Eve wish and good wishes, you can guess on the contest too. What is the least expensive brand new single family home listed in the multiple listing service? Not a mobile home or modular, not a townhouse, just a standalone residence. Guess within $5,000 high or low, and you'll win a little tracking device. And the hint is it's less than $150,000. Okay? So
okay,
call in at 904-222-8255. Now, we know that there are lots of people that are listening. It's an easy guess. You only have to guess essentially within $10,000, and it's less than $150,000.
That's
okay.
Good. Yes.
All right.
I have a question.
What is your question?
Did you make a New Year's resolution?
Did I make a New Year's? I'm going to exercise. Now, I have to put a figure on that. So my figure is that I'm going to walk at least 4 days a week. I'm going to specifically make a determination to get up from my desk and walk. Now, I don't know how much I'm going to walk, and I don't mean walk to the kitchen. I don't
funny.
Mean walk to the bathroom.
That's
I
super
mean
funny.
Go out of the house, out of the office, and walk at least a half a mile. That's my resolution, and I'm going to keep it, because most resolutions are not kept, but I'm going to do it.
That's
because
true.
Because it's for the benefit of me, for longevity. My dad is 91 years old, and he walked for, you know, a long, long time. He's not walking as much now, but...
But he's still in great shape.
He is, and his mind
that walking
is great. So that's what I'm going to do.
Well, I think that's a great resolution.
How about that? How about you? Do you have
one? I think in all the time I've known you... You've never made one, so I'm kind of impressed.
What?
Well, if you made one, you never told me.
Well, how about you? You have one? Put you on
no.
the spot here.
Yeah,
you
I know.
You put me on the spot.
I know, but I don't have one.
You
but
don't
I will
have
by
one.
Midnight.
You will by midnight?
I'll think about it before midnight.
Okay, you're going to let me know?
Because I do want it to be something that's measurable, that's
if you don't make
doable.
It measurable... It's like a goal. If you don't make the goal measurable, like,
yeah, it's not
you know, you
happen.
Have a goal in business. I want to do more business. I want to make more money. That's not measurable. You got to put specific tasks by it
right.
and specific measurements by it.
Yes.
You know, like if you say, I want to lose weight. Well, if you don't say, I'm going to lose 8 pounds by, you know, April 1st, whatever.
Yeah.
You got to make it measurable. You got to put steps to do it. Okay. We don't have anybody calling yet that wants to wish anybody a Happy New Year. I don't get
it. They can wish someone a Happy New Year. They can call in and say, these are my resolutions.
So
they can inspire me to select one.
So here's what's going to happen. Although today is the last day of the year. I went yesterday and looked at, you know, I considered yesterday the end of the month because no more closings were occurring today. So
right.
Here's what's going to happen. One of the fun features here on Real Estate Radio that our customers tell us about, I should say our listeners tell us about, is the high and low sales for the month for single family homes and for condos. So I'm going to do that right now.
Okay.
12 homes sold for over $1 million. Four of them were on the water and two of them sold for cash. The highest one was $2.3 million. It was on the Intercoastal Waterway, sold for cash. Now, it was on the market a fairly long time, 486 days, four bedrooms, seven bathrooms. Why do you need seven bathrooms?
That's why it took so long to sell. Too many bathrooms.
Too many. I never heard of that. It was in Marsh Landing, right on the waterway there where the marina is.
Mm-hmm.
Had a boat slip, has had a pool. And the total interior was taken out in 2014 down to the walls. So
wow.
The people that bought it in 2014 just
renovated it
down to the walls.
I'm surprised it took so long to sell then.
Well, I don't know. It had a cabana, had a butler's pantry. Now, in the butler's pantry, it had its own dishwasher, refrigerator, warming drawer. The laundry room even had a TV in it. Now, why you need to watch TV while you're doing laundry, I don't know. It had an elevator. It had two bars. I guess they like to drink. I don't know. It had
sounds like an entertaining house.
Oh, yeah. It had $137 worth of audiovisual equipment put in.
Do you know what you just said?
$137,000 of audiovisual.
You left the thousand out.
Oh. $137,000.
That's a lot of money for audiovisual.
Yeah. So I guess they like to entertain and watch TV and listen to some good mm-hmm. music. So $2,300,000.
That's not like a bad. Nice home.
Now, on the other end of the scale, the low price,
$9,549. Okay.
What a strange price for a house. 950 square feet, mm-hmm. a two-bedroom, one bath, and it was not a foreclosure. Now, that's a surprise. It was a short sale. Built in 1909.
Where?
Needed a little bit of work. Downtown.
Okay.
Springfield area.
Yep.
Need a little bit of air. Now, for condos, three of them sold for over $1 million. That's a little unusual. Usually you only have one.
Yeah.
And it was not a high rise. It was in. I got to change my, you know, what I say, how I say it.
Oh, boy.
Ponte Vedra Beach.
Of course.
Yes, it was. Only a two-story and one that we see every once in a while. It was in the Breakers.
Oh, yeah. I was fixing it. It's Breakers.
Now, the Breakers are not fancy. They are just a plain old-looking place, but they happen to be on the ocean in Ponte Vedra Beach. It's also sold for cash. It sold for $1,365,000, and they got full price, sold in 33 days.
That's awesome.
1,800 square feet.
There
it's on
really
the second
is,
floor.
There really is a market for oceanfront.
There really is.
It doesn't matter the age of the building. I mean, you know, at some price it all sells.
Yeah, but they're very...
And there's still demand.
Yeah, they're not fancy at all. It just happens to be location in Ponte Vedra and on the oceanfront. So they go for a lot of money. If it was, you know, a condo in Mandarin or, you know, any other place, you know, that 1,800 square foot place would have gone for... $200,000.
Yeah.
But as we say in real estate, the three important things.
Location, location, location.
Right. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, if you wanted an inexpensive condo, then you could have gotten one for $26,000, a three-bedroom, two-bath, just over 1,000 square feet, also for cash, and all it needed was carpet.
Wow.
Good investment property, $26,000. It was real estate owned. It was owned by the bank. Actually, it was owned by HUD. It was a HUD property.
Do we have somebody calling?
We don't yet. So we need to remind everybody before the break. Oh, Gary, I didn't see his name there. Let's go to Gary.
I saw the phone flash.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Hey, I wanted to wish a happy new year to America.
Woohoo!
I love it.
This country.
I love this
it's
country,
It's a great
too.
Country. You must be a veteran as well.
No, I am not, but I definitely appreciate everything that they've done for us.
Well, great.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities in Long Beach, California say they're puzzled over a deadly case of workplace violence that killed two people, including the shooter. Police say an employee walked into a law firm and shot two men, killing one and injuring one before fatally shooting himself. Police are investigating the man's possible motivation for attacking his colleagues. The injured man is in stable condition. The show will go on in New York City, even in the face of another blast of Arctic air, adding to the deep freeze already gripping parts of the Midwest and the East Coast. In addition to a handful of deaths, there have been highway crashes, train delays, and frozen pipes, with people planning to gather in Times Square up to 9 hours before the big ball drop. Authorities are warning revelers to dress in layers, cover exposed skin, lay off any kind of alcohol, they say, and bring some hand warmers. All of those things are needed to keep from the possibility of a hypothermia or even frostbite. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Did you know that only 1% of all the diamonds in the world qualify to be a Forevermark diamond? They're the world's most carefully selected diamond and the world's most responsibly sourced diamond. These diamonds benefit the communities they're sourced from. That's why these diamonds carry an invisible Forevermark icon on their table. Most people don't know that Forevermark diamonds are individually cared for from the mine all the way to her finger. And that's where Underwoods fits in. Not everybody can carry Forevermark diamonds. And in fact, all of the companies in the Forevermark network that handle the diamond between the mine and her finger are vetted and carefully selected for their honesty and integrity to also carry that Forevermark icon. Underwoods is proud to be a part of the Forevermark network. And in fact, we were one of the first five in the United States invited to join. So come by and see our selection of Forevermark diamonds in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Hello, I'm Dan Fields. Here's something special for the holidays. At Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Orange Park.
From the First Coast Jacksonville to the First City St. Augustine.
It's our Fields Holiday Season Finale Sales Event.
And now you can buy a new 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLA 250 for only $34,946 from Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Orange Park.
And every one comes with a season finale price and our Fields amenities, which include free loaners, free car washes, and our Fields cafes.
See Fields first at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard. Go to MercedesBenzOfJacksonville.com and MercedesBenzOfOrangePark.com. Tax title license and $695 dock fees due at signing. MSRP 36195. See dealer for details. For details, call 1-800-4-MERCEDES. Offer ends 1-2-18.
We save the best for last.
This is the Savage Nation.
What does the left believe in? Central government. What does centralized government that becomes too powerful become? All powerful. What does an all powerful government do? It controls everything you do. Everything you eat. Everything you think. Everything you speak must be filtered through the central government. That's Hillary Clinton. That's the Democrat Party.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
The Savage Nation on Talk Radio, WBOB.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Roger, looking good. As for the weather, going to be cloudy most of the day. High near 60, clear tonight, low 39. Sunny on Sunday, high 58, and about a 40% chance of showers for New Year's Eve. And mostly cloudy skies. Lows of 42, currently 46. Don't forget, Real Estate Radio is pre-recorded for the last half. Right here at WBOB AM 600.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, are you having a good time?
I'm having a good time.
I'm having a good time, too. I want to welcome everybody back. Thank them for staying tuned with us through the station break. You're listening to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard, and we are just having a good time. It's the last day of the year. It is New Year's Eve, which is always fun. I'm glad I'm not in New York waiting for the ball to drop, though. I'm good watching it on TV. I think it'd be way too cold. But anyway, if you want to call in this morning and wish a happy new year to people you love or care about or talk about your resolution, feel free to do that. The number's 904-222-8255. And you could also call in about our contest. We're talking today about the lowest price home that's in the multiple listing service that is brand new construction, single family home. And the last guess we had was 132. And Howard, you said it was less than that.
So less than 132.
Less than 132. So that's a surprise to everybody. So if you want brand new construction, it's out there for less than 132.
Yeah. Hey, I want to give a special invite to one of the realtors in our office that's a regular listener to call in and wish a happy New Year to Darlene. If Darlene is in the office, and she's usually in the office on Saturday mornings preparing for her day, I want to give a special invite for her to call in and wish a happy New Year.
So, 222 talk.
That's
8255.
Right. So, Darlene, if you're out there, call in.
It could be like the one day she's not, you know.
Yeah. Well, maybe she's already out with customers. Who knows?
Yes, because anyway. She usually is.
Now, that's just not an exclusive, but I just want to give a call out to her because she's a lovely person and she listens a lot to our show. She's not the only person that listens, of course, but
No, lots of people do.
Lots of people from our office do, and that's really good. Mm-hmm. We appreciate the support. Hey, we want to do a week in help.
Yes.
Right? You know, there are questions that come from our listeners and customers that we thought we would share with you from time to time, and we entitled this segment, We Can Help. Right, Angela?
Oh, yeah. All right. So get this. This is the question this week. It's from a fairly new landlord whose tenants are a week late with the rent. And he called the tenants, and of course, they don't answer the phone. So he taped a written 3-day notice on their door a couple of days ago. And 2 days later, it's still on the door. So he wants to know if he can just enter the house, thinking that his rental house might be abandoned by the tenant.
Well, first of all, let me tell you what a 3-day notice is. A 3-day notice says that you haven't paid your rent and you have 3 days, and by the way, it's 3 business days to either pay the rent or get out.
Right.
Okay, so that's what a 3-day notice is. It is a requirement, a legal requirement to do here in the state of Florida. I don't know what's required in other states, but it's required here. So this is actually, well, before we get to that, we've got Jim on the line. So we're going to go to Jim because that takes priority over what we want to talk about.
Yes.
Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, good. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, I wanted to wish a happy New Year to Donald Trump.
There you go. You think he's listening?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Who else?
Everybody.
Everybody. That sounds good.
Yeah, everybody. And take a stab at the question.
Okay.
117.
Well, you're narrowing in on it. It's a little bit higher than that.
And not within your margin of winning.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Man.
So
I'm so sorry.
I bet the next person that calls in is going to get it. So it's somewhere between.
I bet you're right.
Yes.
It's somewhere between 117 and less than 132. So I think the next person that calls in is going to get it.
Probably.
You're right.
Well, do you have any real estate questions while you're on with us today?
No, I don't.
All right.
Well, do you want to say what your New Year's resolution is?
I don't have one.
Okay.
I'll wait till midnight like you.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you much for listening and for calling in. We wish you a very happy New Year and a healthy one as well.
Yes.
Same to both of y'all. Love your show.
All right. Thanks so
Jim.
Much. All right. Okay. Bye-bye,
all right.
Jim.
Bye-bye.
All right. So let's get back to our question, which is a kind of a...
Nope. Sorry. Line two.
We got another one?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to line two then.
Okay.
All right. Good morning.
How are you today? Happy New Year.
Well, same to you. Well, you have called about 4 times in the last few years. And
Chris,
how are you, Chris?
Good, great.
Good.
Well, good. Good to hear from you.
Did you have a guest?
Yes, you're doing a wonderful job with the real estate show. I listen frequently, but I stay pretty busy. I'm saying 125.
Well, you are like right on the money. It's 124.9. Congratulations.
Yay. You got it.
All right.
That's exciting.
Well, Chris, do you have anyone you want to say Happy New Year to on the radio?
All the people that know me and I wish them all the best, and let's hope and pray that this year turns out fabulous for all concerned.
Well, you know Absolutely. What? A lot of it is about attitude. So if we go into the new year thinking it's going to be great, then it's going to be great. That's how
we all have a positive attitude.
We do.
That helps. I mean, everybody on the world scene has a good attitude to try to make things better in general. There's always exceptions.
It is. You know, I'm going to send you back to the producer to get your full name and address so we can send you that little tracking device. And before we get back to the contest, I want to talk about that attitude part. And, it's all about attitude is a really important thing in life. It's you can wake up in the morning saying it's a great day, or you can wake up in the morning saying it's not going to be a great day. And I raised my kids that way, and it really works.
And your dad
out.
Raised you that way.
And he did. He raised me
He's
that
the
way.
The same way. Y'all are like two peas in a pod.
Every time I talk to my dad, I talk to him 2 or 3 days in a week, and it's such a pleasure to talk to him because he's such a happy guy, 91 years old, and he just is just a pleasure to talk to. I mean, my mom passed away a few years ago, but he just views life as just wonderful. I mean, he can't see as well. He doesn't get around as well, but he just views life really, really good. So, and I encourage all of you to start off the year saying it's going to be a great year. And if you believe that, then it probably will be. If you believe that Trump is going to be a great president and you give him an opportunity to, then he probably will be. But if you view it that he's going to be a terrible president, then he probably will be a terrible president. It's all in your attitude. Life is about how you view it. So I encourage all of you every day to wake up in the morning and say, it's going to be a beautiful day and things are going to turn out great, no matter what it is.
And you heard it here first from Howard Vergalis.
You didn't hear it here first. You've heard it many, many times. But I'm just a believer in it. And this is not a religious thing. This is just a me thing. It can be a religious thing because you've heard it from your ministers and your priests and your rabbis and all the other religious leaders. It's about having faith in life and doing things right. And, it all goes with, treating other people the way you want to be treated as well. So, okay, those are my New
Your
Year's,
thoughts for the day.
My thoughts for the day.
Year.
So let's get back to this landlord and tenant thing. We don't have
people
anybody else.
People can still call in, even though the contest is won. People can still call in to wish people they love or they'd like to a Happy New Year. So feel free. We still have time before the show ends. It's only 9:43.
Yeah, and we do not have time to finish this Week in Help question. So we're going to save this for the new year because it's a really complicated. There's a whole lot of ifs, ands, and buts with that landlord and tenant thing. So we're going to go on to something else and save it for the new year.
What?
We are because
Why?
There's just too many things to go over in that.
Wow, I like that, though.
You like it?
I do.
Yeah. Well, basically, here's the answer. You can't just walk in and assume that if they haven't that 3-day notice off their door that they're gone. After
right.
all, they may be on vacation. You're not allowed to walk in to the tenant's property, even though they haven't paid their rent.
Look how quick you finished that up.
Well, but there's so much more, and it's kind of interesting because it's very educational and very interesting.
It is very educational.
And I do want to talk more about that. So next week when we do, and we're not at the end of the show by any means, but next week we're going to have our predictions for 2017, and I will cover this topic because we have a lot of people out there that are landlords, and you can get into really big trouble if you don't do things properly.
Absolutely.
In how you treat your tenants and vice versa. So anyway, well, we got 30 seconds left. When we come back after the break for our fourth segment, we're going to do... we may do another landlord tip, which takes less time, but we want to have at least 3 more people call in with their New Year's wishes for everybody.
Yes.
So get ready, everybody. Call in 904-222-8255. That's what we want, right?
Yep.
All right. So stay with us, everybody, and we'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. There's finally a mortgage lender in Jacksonville that sees financing differently. With 20 years experience, CMG Financial understands that the most important purchase in your life, your home, deserves the right mortgage. Tim McConnell at CMG Financial will work to customize the best financing option for you. Angela and I recommend CMG Financial to all our customers. Give Tim a call at 528-2103. That's 528-2103. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage, Inc., NMLS number 1820, and licensed as a mortgage lender servicer by the Office of Financial Regulation, number MLD 375, individual MLS number 181046. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211. Or visit GoHomePro.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited. This is the last segment for Real Estate Radio for 2016.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
I feel like, and I don't know if it's just as I'm aging, but I feel like the years just fly by. They just fly by. You know, one minute you're in January planning what you're going to do that year, and the next minute you're at the end of the year going, what happened? It went by so fast.
I know, and you're a planner. You're probably already planning for next Christmas.
I have lots of plans. Yes, I am a planner. Plan A, Plan B, Plan C.
Hey, you know, one of the fun things we do is we have a segment that we like to do, and it's kind of fun. It starts out with music, and it ends with music. So let's do it for the last time in 2016. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. All right, it's our scam of the week. You know, some real estate investors who have cash to buy properties do so by going to the county foreclosure auctions. They bid against other investors and the mortgage companies who want to get their properties. You know, the mortgage companies don't automatically foreclose. It has to go to the auction, and they might be the highest bidder. Anyway, sometimes these auctions are conducted whereby the bidding is done on the computer, similar to eBay, and sometimes it's a live auction conducted literally live at the courthouse. Four guys in a county in California, well, they got tired of losing to each other and paying higher prices. So what did they do? They decided to meet ahead of time to discuss which properties each of them wanted, and they all agreed not to bid against each other.
Ooh, that's bad.
You know what that's called? Bid rigging. And it is very illegal. Now, you may ask, well, who gets hurt by this? Well, we're going to tell you. We all do. The taxpayers that bailed out the mortgage lenders that lost money on the bad loans. Not only that, but sometimes the poor family that originally owned the home. Because if the home sold at auction for more than the mortgage company was owed, then actually the homeowner would have gotten the balance back. As such, Angela and I have only one thing to say to these bid riggers.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more.
No more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. That's right. These bid riggers, they are, they're going to jail.
Yeah, you know, bad people almost always get caught. Do the right thing.
That's right.
Do the right thing all the time. This, it seems like... It, you know, I can imagine these everyday people thinking we could just work this out amongst ourselves kind of thing, but they don't really realize the harm that they're doing to others.
You know, and then when people...
Just trying to protect themselves.
It's amazing when people get caught and they go before a judge. They walk there with their head low and they have sad eyes. And I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I didn't mean it. I'll never do it again. Yeah, they meant to do it.
They did.
Everybody that gets caught, I meant to do it, or this was the first time. You know, people that steal from other people, this was the first time. No, it was the first time they got caught.
Right.
You know what? If, you know, it's like cheating on a spouse. This was the first time, honey. I'll never do it again. Right. If they did it once, it was the first time they got caught. If you do the right thing all the time, you never have to face consequences.
That's true.
Boy, I'm on a pedestal today talking about
you
things
are.
Like that. Soapbox, not a pedestal. Soapbox.
Standards, values, morals.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
You today. Who are you?
What is this, a religious program or something? No, this is Real Estate
well,
Radio
you know,
with
you
Angela
don't have to
and
be
Howard.
Religious to have good character. So you have good character, Howard.
Well, let's get to some other... some other stuff here.
Okay.
All right. Before we get to our hot deals of the day, let's do a landlord tip. Landlord tip of the week. Sometimes a renter will ask us if they should pay their landlord several months in advance if they have the money. Well, maybe the renter got a tax return and want to pay in advance, or they think that they can get a lower rent if they pay in advance. Our suggestion is not to do this, and there are a couple of reasons why they shouldn't, and it involves the what if scenario. What if something happens to the house and it becomes uninhabitable, like there's a fire or tornado or there's a hurricane? The owner may or may not have insurance, and you may not be able to get your advance rent back. Another what if is, what if the house goes into foreclosure in that the landlord takes your rent payment but doesn't pay his mortgage? Yet another one if is, what if you get a job transfer and have to move quickly and the advance rent is non-refundable? So, a few reasons not to pay months in advance. Now, none of this applies if you're an owner, however, and have a mortgage. It's great if you pay in advance as you're building up your own equity and saving on interest. In fact, that's a great thing to do with your tax return, is to pay a couple of months in advance. Or just include some extra money. It's not necessarily paying in advance. Just include some extra money.
Towards the principal.
Towards
and then
the principal.
That way that's interest you don't have to pay.
So that's our financial
tip. You know, I like to do that.
The week. We have a caller. So, good morning. Good morning, caller. Is somebody there?
Try it again.
No, they apparently hung up. Sorry about that. So, call back. We'd love to get you on the
They're
air.
They're calling back.
They're calling back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to think.
All right, hang on. I think we've got her, or him. Good morning, caller.
Hey, actually, this is Adam Van Wee. We're on the next show, and we're stuck in the lobby, locked out. So,
hello, Adam Van Wee. Well, we don't want you to be stuck in the lobby, so we're gonna send
Tom down.
We're going to send Tom down, or we'll come down and let you in right before you get on the show. So
well,
that's an interesting.
Appreciate that.
Well, while we've got you, do you want to send a Happy New Year to anybody?
I want to say Happy New Year to my favorite real estate radio folks.
Well, good. Thank you.
Well, that's funny. Thanks for calling in, Adam. Well, that's funny. We were locked out this morning as well. We do have a do we have another caller?
No,
we don't. Well, that's good. That was Adam Van Wee. The Van Wees are on after the show with us. And one of the things we like about the Van Wees is that they do a live show as well. They did it for Christmas, and they're doing it for New Year's as well. And the building that we're in is locked because it's a holiday, so we actually had to call the producer ahead of time to get let in as well. And it's funny that they got on the air to ask for that as well. So we'll be sure when we go downstairs after our show, there's a few minutes before their show comes on, to let them in. So that's kind of funny that that happened. So we just got a few minutes, and you know, it's going to get warm today. And you know what happens when it gets warm?
Hot.
It gets hot sometimes, too. And you know, people are still buying real estate.
We
have a few great pieces of property to sell. Not only if you're a buyer that wants to live there, but maybe even if you are an investor. And I want to talk about one of the pieces of investment property that you have. It's a little over an acre and a half of vacant land. But here's the good thing about it. It is zoned for 8 to 19 units. So you could build some townhouses or an apartment building. It's off of Lem Turner. And it's only $149,000. What a great investment piece of property that is. It's on a street called Smyrna. So 1.63 acres, zoned 8 to 19 units. Great piece of property to buy. And I know Angela wants to talk about a great home in Fernandina in Amelia National, a gated community.
That is a beautiful community, golf course community and country club. And it's the house is located at 95033 Buckeye Court, as you say, in Amelia National, which is a guard-gated community. Has three bedrooms, four full baths, art niches, high ceilings, screen porch, extensive moldings. The bonus room is almost 400 square feet. And this is value priced, seriously. Up against new construction, this is priced at $369,500. So you got to see this house. If you want to see it, give us a call.
And then we have that half of an island off of Heckscher Drive to build your mansion on, surrounded three sides on water. 650,000, 2.8 acres.
Yeah.
And it has a little driveway that you can get onto the island. You don't have to take a boat or anything.
Yeah.
You know, Angela, you're supposed to say what, Howard?
What, Howard?
We love living here in Northeast Florida, don't we?
We do.
We're doing this radio show to give back to our community.
We
want to thank you for listening and for your support. And if we can help you in any way with your real estate needs, then call us after the show at 421-7950. You need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial transaction of your life. Have a happy new year. Please select a designated driver tonight. We're going to be back with you next week with real estate predictions.